If you have your Bible, turn with Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. We'll begin reading this morning for sake of time on verse 18. He said, "To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare unto Him?" Now that's a pretty good question there. And we are to ponder on that as the children of God quite often. Who is God? And who is God to us? Does He make a difference in your life? Amen. He's something, someone, praise God, that'll help you and you can walk with, and He encourage your heart. Do we let Him encourage our hearts like He can? Amen. For His glory. Verse 19 says that the workman melteth a graven image, and the goldsmith spreadeth it over with gold and casteth silver chains. He that is so impoverished that he hath no oblation chooseth a tree that will not root. He seeketh unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. That kind of sounds like a whole lot of Baptists. Amen? I believe we ought to be moved today closer to God than we've ever been. I don't want to be something. That old song, "I Shall Not Be Moved," I understand what it's saying, but sometimes I think we take it literally and we won't let us move God closer to where He'd have us to be. You know, God would like to have us just as close as little children. Our Heavenly Father would like to have us just snuggle up to Him, crawl up in His lap, amen, allow Him to put His arms around us and just love us all the time.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 21 said, "Have you not known? Have you not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is He that sitteth upon the circle of the earth and inhabits thereof are as grasshoppers that stretcheth out the heavens as a curtain and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth the princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth, and he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. To whom then will you liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of His might, for that He is strong in power, not one faileth. Who saith thou, O Jacob, and speaketh, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of His understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But he that waiteth upon the Lord shall renew his strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." I want to preach a few minutes this morning, if God will help us to just realize who God is. And on this thought, some things you must believe to have the power of God. Some things you must believe to have the power of God. As we look at this scene, God asks us a plain, straight out question. Who am I? I want to say He is the great I Am. He's the I Am that lives down in my heart. He's the one that guides my life. Amen. I'm not a person that's able to do a whole lot, but I'm glad I got a God who's able to do it all. He reaches down through the portals of glory and He touches my heart just like He touches your heart. You say, "Well, preacher, He don't touch my heart much." Well, praise God's cause, maybe you won't let Him. Boy, if you'll seek Him, you may find Him. If you'll seek Him early, you'll feel Him. I pray God, you say, "Well, preacher, we don't run on feelings." Yeah, but I'm glad I can feel Him today. Amen. I'm glad for the presence of an almighty God that lives down in my heart. He stirs me in the fibers of my being and just shows me how much He loves me. Praise God. Sometimes as my Heavenly Father, He has to shake me a little bit to get my attention, but I'm glad to know that He loves me enough to shake me up real good. Amen. For His glory, get a hold of me. Praise God. And you know what's amazing? raging about that, Brother Lynn. It's at times that I'm not getting a hold of Him. Praise God, He reaches down and He gets a hold of me and He gets a hold of you and He'll just shake you real good just to let you know, praise God, that He's still on the throne. He's still alive. He's still in power. He's still in authority, praise God. He still knows what's going on, even to the little things. Amen. Amen. Do we know who He is? It's sad when God has to ask His people, hey, do you know who I am? Praise the Lord, we ought to be praising Him, giving glory, we ought to be lifting Him up every day, thanking Him for who He is, what He's done for us. He tells Israel, He said, hey, listen, Isaiah tells him, listen, He said, these idols that you have, this idol worship that you've they're trying to draw you into, can these images do anything for you? Amen. And then you said you're impoverished and you don't have, so you have them make your tree. Said, that tree can't even move. It can't even put down no roots. It has no power in itself or any other way. Amen. But He said, I am God. Praise God. I am the God of heaven. I'm the one that sits and inhabits the earth. I'm the one that puts the stars out into space. I'm the one that puts them up there. He said, I put them in place and they stay. Hey, glory. He said, they stay where I put them. He said, I call them by name.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you, that right there, praise God, that'd make a cold Baptist shout. Just to think how great our God is. Have you ever looked up at the starry sky, at the multitude of stars in the sky? I mean, that's just what we can see, where we're at. Amen, but there's thousands and millions of stars. And praise God, God said He calls them by name. Amen. But boy, I'm glad, praise God, Brother Don, that there's a little old speck of dust that was cast out there. And God put His eye upon it, and not only His eye, but His hand, and not only His eye and His hand, but He put His heart upon it. And He said, I'm going to call, glory. He said, I'm going to call that one earth. He said, because that's closest to my heart. He said, I'm going to make that a special place. I'm going to keep a special eye on that. I'm going to keep a special hand on that. I'm going to do for that little old speck of dust way down there something that I've never done before. I'm going to love that place and care for that place. I'm going to call that place my own, praise God. I'm going to put a people there for my name. Well, I tell you what, we ought to be shouting our shoe soles off because who God is. Because God loves us enough that He helped us to recognize who He was. He said He planted us, praise God. He put us here. Amen. He'd ask in verse 25, to whom then will you liken me? Or shall I be equal? Saith the Holy One. You know, I've been in this thing for this time next month, I'll be 56 years old. Still a young man, Brother Ralph, thank God. Amen, just a young'un. But glory be to God, I want to tell you, there's nothing this world I've ever found, or have ever come in contact, never seen, never heard of, that's anywhere near as good as the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. There's nothing as good as God Almighty and the plan and the purpose and the hope and the help that He has for you and I. Praise God. There's nothing like Him anywhere.
Amen.
Listen, you young people, this old world we live in, they'll try to tell you, well, you know, this is better than that. Amen. This is better. You know, you ought to try this and you ought to try that. I want to say, glory be to God. Forget about that mess. Just try, put on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Praise God and go with Him.
Amen.
Amen. It's far better. Listen, mamas and papas, mamas and daddies, we ought to be telling these little ones, say, listen, they ain't nothing this world's got that's any good, but there's a God of heaven who loves you, a Savior who will save you, and a Spirit that'll keep you, praise God. And when they tell them about evolution, glory to God, say, I don't know about that, but let me tell you what's real.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. That's real.
Yeah.
God's real. Amen. What He created is real. What He does, His caring is real. His love is real. And His love for you is real. Amen. We live in a world and they say, well, preacher, you know, nobody loves me. Nobody cares for me. That's a lie from the devil. There's people all around you that love you and care for you. But you know what? You just got to want to let them. Amen. There's people around us that love us and care for us, but we gotta wanna let them. You can't keep pushing them away, praise God. We gotta let them come into our life. We gotta love them. Amen. The Bible says to have a friend, you must show yourself Friendly. To have a friend, you got to be a friend. Amen. I don't know why I'm going this way this morning, but I plan on going a whole different direction, but that's all right. Amen. I'm just trying to mind the Lord. There's a God of heaven, praise God, that's looking down upon us today with a great big loving heart. Amen. Saying, come unto me, all you weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Amen. He said, there'll be a time when people get weary. Even young people get tired. Get wore out by the ways of the world. But I want to say, there's a God of heaven tonight, today, praise God. He said, if you'll trust in me, praise the Lord, and when you get tired, when you get weary, when you can't go no more, I'll just scoop you up and carry you a while.
Amen.
In my Christian life, I've had the Lord has carried me many times.
Amen.
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 As many times in my Christian life, because my faith, I put my trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, when I couldn't go no further, praise God, He come by, Lord God, where I was, glory to God. It didn't matter how low I was. It didn't matter how beat down I was. It didn't matter how discouraged I was. He come to where I was.
Yeah.
Amen. Come right in there. Praise the Lord. Hey, it didn't matter if I'd shut the door to keep Him out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Listen. He didn't knock on the door. Praise God. He just opened her and He come on in.
Yeah.
Amen. Glory be to God. He made know that you wasn't looking for Him, that you wasn't expecting Him. But glory to God, I'm glad He come to where you were. I'm glad He come to where I am. Praise God. He come in the door. Come into the house. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad I got a God that can come into the house. Amen. I'm glad I got a God today that knows where the house is. You know what? If we ain't careful, we can try to hide from Him. You say, preacher, I can't believe anybody'd ever do that. Our forefathers did. They were there in the garden. They realized they'd done messed up. Amen. You know, remember before Adam and Eve? I'm glad that wasn't Adam and Steve. Praise God. They wasn't made that way. But praise God, praise the Lord, they sinned against God. They partook into that was forbidden. And they realized that they was naked and sinful, glory to God, and they hid themselves. Of course, you know the story. They tried to manufacture righteousness, self-righteousness to get you nowhere.
No.
Amen. Bible said they took fig leaves, sewed them together, and made them aprons because they realized they was naked. Amen. God come walking in the garden in the cool of the day like He usually did. And instead... Now listen, instead of these little young'uns running up to Him and saying, hey, Heavenly Father, how are you? Boy, ain't this a beautiful evening? Everything's so perfect. Thank you for just being so perfect. Thank you for giving this environment. Praise God, thank you for keeping the skeeters and the chiggers away. Amen. Got it right that time. Amen. Praise God. He said, hey, listen, God Almighty was big, but they hid from God. But listen, I want to tell you, God knew where they were.
Amen.
Amen. God come down on sin. Amen. He said, what's going on here? Of course, you know the story. She said, I did eat and I gave it to him and he ate also. He said, why'd you do that? He said, because a certain serpent beguiled me. Amen. That old sin, old devil, the wicked, the serpent, the deceiver. He come where they were and he beguiled me, but took of that fruit. But God in His mercy and His grace, He cursed that serpent. He cursed that when it beguiled. He cursed that caused to go away, to go in the wrong direction. Praise God. He had already come to where they were, found them over there in that corner of the garden. Praise God. And He said, hey, listen, I love you. Things won't be the same that they've always been, but I'm not going to, hell, glory. He said, I'm not going to quit loving you. I'm not going to quit caring for you. I'm not going to quit protecting you. Amen. It may be a little rougher from here on out, but I'm going to be with you. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And one day I'm going to send a deliverer. I'm going to send some help. I'm going to send a helper. I'm going to send a comforter. I'm going to send somebody like me, praise God, and encourage you.
Amen.
I'm glad that somebody lives in my heart. Amen. I'm glad He's in me. Praise God. God said, who's like me? Who do we have that's like God today? Amen. He's nobody like God. You get to thinking about that. He's nobody even comes close. I was thinking about sitting up at the hospital the other day. There's a lot of really good people in this world. I mean, there's people that's very talented. There's people that's very helpful. There's people that's very knowledgeable. And these people that's full of encouragement. But my God has all those attributes in Himself. And many, many more. I don't have time to tell you all the attributes of my God. His goodness and His mercy and His grace and His love that He has for me and you. So why should we look for another when we've got the one and only? Amen. There's none other. Brother Bill, he said, there is no other. He said, I am the I am, praise God. I'm from the beginning to the end. Amen. The Alpha and Omega, praise God. I'm from the start and I'll be the end.
Amen.
Amen. That's the God we have. We need to have some things, praise God, that we believe. We must believe that God is real, that His power is real, praise God. He cast the stars into the heavens. He named them, praise God. He said, He calleth them all by names. By the greatness of His might. What God do we have? Ian, we have an almighty God. That means He is all powerful. He has all the power. Amen. Praise the Lord. That means there's no power that He doesn't have. That tells me that He has the power to overcome anything. He has power to put in place those things that need to be put in place. He has the power to make things happen in our lives. You say, well, preacher, how do I get that? By putting our faith and trust in Him. By trust. Jesus said, He said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God. Believe also in me. Praise God. Now, the amazing thing about that is if we believe in God, we know that He's all powerful. Amen? But the Bible tells us that all power is given to the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven and in earth. Praise God. God said, listen, I'm not going to contain it up here. I'm not going to hold it up here like in a bank. Praise God. He said, I'm going to send power, praise God, through the universe. I'm going to send power to the star, to the solar system. That's why the sun shines and it just keeps shining and it just keeps shining. Praise God. No fuel trucks ever pull up and replenish it. Glory to God. God Almighty keeps it a burning.
Amen.
They was talking about global warming. Everybody's tore all to pieces called global warming. Well, if they listen to science, God's already showed them, given us sense to pay attention. They said it's warming up because of extra solar flares that's been coming off the sun. Amen. A little extra brightness from the sun has been illuminating the solar system. When a little extra sun shines, praise God, guess what's happened? It warms up a little. But science are saying now that's for the last little bit that the solar flares have decreased some. You know what that means? It means the earth's going to start cooling a little bit. But it takes them years and years before those solar flares get here, and it'll take years for those shortening to come. But praise God, He said we're in a cycle. But God said there'll be a cycle. He said there'll be summer and winter. Praise God, forever and ever, because He said so. And we recited the other day. God said, "Hey, listen." He said, "I've got this tank. I hold it in my hand." Praise God. No man knows what I do, but me, the God of heaven.
Amen.
Listen, I'm not going to trust in man. I'm going to trust in God because He is God.
Amen.
Besides Him, there's no other. There's none like Him. He is the Holy One, the God of heaven. Amen. Yes, we need to put our faith in it. You say, preacher, why are you preaching? We need to know who God is.
Right.
Amen. He ain't weak. He ain't confounded. He hasn't give up and He surely hasn't give in. Amen. What do you mean, preacher? He hadn't changed His mind about some things. Amen. Bible said He's the same yesterday, today, and
forever.
That means Bible said He changeth not. Amen. He ain't rethought this stuff. Said, well, you know, I could have been wrong on this and that. I'll compromise with it. No. God said He made this thing perfect in the beginning. Praise God. Made it in a perfect way. Give us a perfect path. Praise God. To follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And if we'll just follow Him, we'll be all right. But we need to realize that tonight, church, praise God, that He is God. We're not. Amen? Amen? He is God and we're not. We are to serve Him. We're to look to Him. We're to magnify Him. Because He's the one who has the power to give us that we might be strong. He said, verse 29, He said, He giveth. Verse 28 said, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is He weary. God don't get tired. That's a good thing, Brother Ralph, because He don't get tired of watching over me and you. Amen. He don't get tired of having to reach down there every now and then and say, He don't get tired of that. I mean, He don't get weary. He don't get aggravated. He don't get frustrated. Amen. You better be glad I ain't God. instead of going, I don't. I just take you to be me. Amen. You want to act like it? But you know, sometimes He does. Amen. Sometimes He does because He's God. And when we forget He's God, you know where we forget? You know where we forget God is God? It's not up here. It's in here. Amen. It's not in our head that we forget. It's in our heart that we forget God is God. So God has to correct us. Amen. God has to step out. He has to show us that He is God. Besides Him, there's no other. That's why I believe, I've said it many times, I've said there's a lot of premature graves in these cemeteries where people have made a profession of faith, started walking with God, and turned their back and started to go on their own way because somebody told them that was the way they ought to go, and He's took them out of here. Amen. He snuffed them out and took them to be with Him. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. Amen. If somebody's truly been born again and we turn our back on God, amen. But you know what? I believe most time a truly born again believer, God will convict your heart. I told him in Sunday school, amen. I knew when even while I was out of church, when I was out of the will of God. See, I got so busy. I thought, man, I've got to get this stuff done. Anybody ever been there? They say confession's good for your soul. Anybody ever been there? Amen. So you run after things and you forget to run after the things of God. Amen. We've all been there. But God got hold of my... He would not let me go. Even when I was in that position, I was in that place, I recognized there was an all-powerful God who loved me and was watching over me. He was there to help me if I would just let Him. Amen. He convicted my soul day after day. Amen. I told you the time when I finally got back in church, I was working on the shop building. Amen. Working on the roof. And I should have been down to ask God because I put it on wrong anyway, didn't I, Brother X? Amen. I put it on wrong. Amen. I admit it. I didn't know what I was doing. I should have been down at the house of God. But I was on that roof, boy, in the church bell over at Mount Sheba Baptist Church. Went to ring in on a Wednesday night. And I was up on that roof just to get as hard as I could do, trying to get one more shingle, one more thing done before it got dark, Brother Don. And boy, they something got ringing down in my soul. He said, son, what are you doing? I said, well, Lord, I got to get this done. You know what I'm doing. Amen. I've always known God knows what I was doing. Amen. Even when I wasn't doing right, I know God knows what I'm doing. Man, I can't hide it from Him. You can't hide it from Him. He knows. Right. Let me just say this while I'm right here. God knows whether you love Him or not. God knows whether you respect Him or not. God knows whether you care about Him any at all. God knows whether you love the brethren or not. Amen. Amen. He knows that. But I said, Lord, you know what I got to get done here. And He said, do you love me? You know, it reminded me of that. He asked Peter. He said, do you love me? I said, Lord, you know I love you. He said, where you at? What can I find you where you need to be? Boy, God, that convicted my heart. And the very week, that week before the week was over, somebody said, hey, listen, I'm going to meet and you want to go with me? I said, yeah, I'll go with you. And boy, I loaded up and went to meeting with them. And I ain't been the same since. God got me back where I needed to be. Got my family back in church. Got us going in the right direction. Praise God. We ain't perfect. We ain't ever going to be perfect. Praise God. We're serving a perfect God. And we're following after Him. Why? Because He knows exactly where we're at. He knows exactly what we need. And He has the power, praise God, of persuasion to keep me there.
Amen.
Amen. You sit there in your sacrimonious self and say, well, preacher, I'm glad I'm not as weak and frail as you are. And I've got power to do what's right all the time. Yeah, you're a lying, ain't a truth in you. Amen. Every one of us sin and come short of the glory of God. Every one of us have things go through our hearts and mind. We have actions, praise God, that ain't pleasing the Lord. And we ought to be able to repent and forsake those things. Call upon God Almighty because He's bigger than us.
Amen.
He's able to take this stuff out of the way. Nail it to His cross, praise God. He died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Bless His holy name. But He said He had all power. He had that power to manifest. Said He was God, the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth. He said He fainteth not, and neither is weary. There's no searching for His understanding. Boy, that right there is big, ain't it? No, so you don't have to search for His understanding. You can't figure out His understanding. I don't know how God figures me out. Now, Peter, in Peter, he said, Brother X, he said, you're supposed to love your wife in an understanding way. He said, according to knowledge. That means in an understanding way. Now, fellas, we're supposed to be the spiritual leaders of our household. Right? Amen? And he said, we're supposed to love our wife and know our life according to knowledge. Bless God, Brother X, you figure yours out. Let me know, okay?
Yeah. Amen. Still working on it.
Amen? You fellas, you get yours figured out. You will get together and have a meeting.
Yeah.
Amen. We'll share some notes. But God said He loves us. He said, hey, listen, we don't even know the understanding of God. In other words, God knows. He understands where you're at. He understands what you're going through. He understands the trials and the hardships that we have. But He said, praise God, I'm God. And if you'll keep looking for me, I'll pave you a road. I'll bring you along. I'll show you the way, praise God, which is Jesus Christ the Savior, and He'll carry you home.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And he said, that still small spirit will keep us speaking to your heart. Amen. He'll speak to you right where you're at. Praise God. Through the very fiber of your being, He'll speak to your heart, your soul, your mind, your spirit. And he'll carry you along till we get home. Because the power of His understanding, He understands how we are. Amen. He knows where we're at. But yet He loves us. And then He gives us the power. He giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, He increases strength. He said, is there any weak among you? Is there any sick among you? We preached on that the other night. Praise God. Is there any? There's another message. I got to thinking on that this week, Brother Rick. Boy, I was sitting over at the hospital. I was reading my little New Testament. I was thinking, glory be to God. But He said, is there any sick among you? Let them call for the elders. We've been doing this thing all backwards. If you get sick, you get down, you can't go. The preacher ain't supposed to come to you. The elders ain't supposed to come to you. Amen. You're supposed to call for them. Amen. You're supposed to realize your situation. You're supposed to realize your need, and you're supposed to say, Lord, through faith and believing, I want you to call them up, call the preacher, call the elders, have them come to me. See, that's the type of the church, that's the type of the Lord Jesus Christ coming to you. Amen. The reason our prayers ain't meant being answered, we're not doing it right. We've got to do what we do in faith, believing, because He is God. Amen. We serve an Almighty God tonight, church. Today, tonight, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. We serve an Almighty God who's concerned about us in every way. Every aspect of our life He's concerned about. And He says, the Bible says He gives us strength, power to the faint. Power to those that's about to give up. Power to those that's about to quit. Amen. Ain't nowhere to quit. My granddaddy used to preach and he'd go, J.R. Plemons had a barber shop there in Woodfin. And granddad would go down there to get his hair cut. And J.R. always called him Uncle Ott. And granddad would go in and get his hair cut and he'd say, how are you, Uncle Ott? And Grandpa would say, good JR. I said, how you doing? And brother, and old JR said, many a time, I said, Uncle Odd, he said, ain't doing no good. He said, I'm just about to quit. He was a young preacher, just got started preaching the Word of God. And he'd say, I'm just about to quit. And Granddad looked at him with a big old smile on his face. He said, how about quitting Sunday morning over at the church? Amen, glory be to God. He said, they got to be something. They got to be somebody that'll encourage us, and we won't quit. Amen. The Lord won't let you quit. Praise God. He'll keep on you. He said, He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increases their strength. Let me ask you, Christian friend, today, do you ever feel weak? Huh? Be honest, do you ever feel weak in the Lord? You ever feel, I had a young preacher call me the other day, he said, preacher, he said, listen, he said, I just feel weak. He said, I just can't get a hold of God. I said, brother, welcome to the club. Amen. I said, what you got to do is you just got to stay faithful to Him because He's faithful to you. Praise the Lord. I said, you just got to keep praying. I said, when you don't feel like it, pray. When you feel like it, pray. Praise God. When you're out of the way, pray. I said, just pray and say, God, just fill me your Spirit. Nudge me from the glory world. Empower me, God, with the power you have because I'm weak, Lord. Amen. Amen. You say, preacher, you ever have to do that? I have to do that all the time. My flesh is weak just like yours, but praise God, I serve a holy God, an all-powerful God, amen, who's able to manifest Himself to me. And you know, it's not just the adults, it's young people too. Young people are getting discouraged all the time. I was talking about to a lady there Thursday night, praise God, help me pray for her, praise the Lord. Lord's a moving on her in a big way, amen. God's a touching her, but couldn't talk to her for a tall, set Thursday night, talked to her for 2 hours about the Lord. Amen. Just full of questions. She said, well, I don't believe like you believe. And praise God. She said, this is what I believe. And I said, well, this is what God says. Amen. God opened the door. Let me just give her the Word of God. Amen. She can't argue God. She might argue with me. You might argue me, but you can't argue with God. Right. You might want to, praise God. But if you do, that's up to you. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad that the Word of God not go out void, but it's touching hearts. Amen. The older people, but the young'uns too. It said, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. Amen. Within our own self, we can do nothing. The Bible tells that. Jesus said, you can do nothing. But said, but we have all power in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. So we have the power. Our power is in Him. The only power we have is in the Lord. He said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Youngins, listen, we need strength. I'm going to quit right here. I ain't even started in a message. Amen, I got a message. And you need to come back tonight and hear the rest of this. But I'm going to close right here. I'm going to close right here. I feel like I need to. But we need to realize tonight and today that we have an all-powerful God. And He said, if we'll just wait and put our trust, stay serving Him. That word wait means to be like a waiter. Just to stay busy for Jesus, keep looking for Him, seeking to satisfy. You know a waiter, you know a good waiter. You know what a good waiter will do? But Ralph, they'll never let your cup get empty. Amen? You'll never have to worry about it, whether it's half full or half empty. He'll never let you go there. But a good waiter will keep your cup full. Amen? I want to say, He said, for them that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength. He said, you'll be a waiter, praise God, and you'll go around trying to keep the cup full. Amen. Amen. You'll go around trying to keep the cup full for the glory of God. Not that you'll be seen, but that Christ, God, will be seen in you. He said, that's what we'll do. Amen. We'll be waiters. We're renewing our strength. Amen. Praise God. And you know that waiter, it don't hurt either when he gets a little extra change in his pocket. Amen. Praise God, because He's waited for the Lord, because He's done. That's when God pours out the blessings. Amen. That's what God does. He pours it. We wait upon Him. We're like waiters for Him. And praise God, He just gives us blessings. Pours them out. You get you under there like today where you get under the spout where the glory comes out. That's blessings from God, youngins. That ain't made up. That ain't make believe. That's real. I mean, what you feel when you come in here, praise the Lord, that's real. That ain't made up. We couldn't make that. We couldn't. We're not play actors. We couldn't do that if we wanted to. It's God Almighty. It's the great God of heaven. Amen. When we realize the power that we have in Him, when we begin to believe in the one. What we've got to believe to have the power of God. Amen. What we got to, praise the Lord, when we begin to believe, we begin to get headed in the right direction for God's glory. But what we need to do sometimes, we just need to come together in the envelope of God's family, but bow before Him and say, Dear Heavenly Father, I'm glad that You are God. And Lord, I thank You for being my God. Amen. Boy, when you do that, boy, that puts a tie. That connects the phone line. Amen. That gives you a hookup, praise God, that it takes the devil and the forces of hell can't even break. Because it's God Almighty doing what He does best, just being God. Amen. Stand with me today.